Okay, this is case number 1180206 regarding a towing of a vehicle. The appellant is Jerry M. Grimm. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
You are.
Okay, great. My name is Adelia Huang, and I am a hearings officer, and I will be making a decision as to whether or not the tow of your vehicle was valid or invalid. I just have a couple of opening remarks so that you know what I'm looking at and what I'm going to be considering. And I just want to confirm that my office, the hearings office, that we have some good information as far as your mailing address. So the first thing I want to do is back up a little bit and just let you know about what my role is. As a hearings officer, I don't have a lot of discretion in these tow cases. In fact, my discretion is very limited based upon the city code provisions that your vehicle was towed under. And what I will be doing is I will be scrutinizing the evidence to determine whether or not the person who towed your vehicle, and it looks like it was parking enforcement, whether or not that parking enforcement who ordered your vehicle towed followed the correct city codes and any other laws that may apply. There's a rule that says that if the evidence shows that the parking officer followed the correct laws and rules, then I, as the hearings officer, have to decide in the city's favor, meaning I have to find that the tow is valid if the evidence shows they followed the correct laws and rules. If the evidence shows that the correct laws and rules were not followed because simply the wrong law was applied or the facts were not as alleged by the city, then I will find that the tow is invalid. So those are my only two options that I have, invalid and valid. The one I assume you're looking for is if I find that the tow was invalid, then that would mean that I would order the city to pay back and reimburse you any fees that you paid to get your vehicle out of storage and whatever it costs for the towing. If it is valid, however, I would just say that, well, you're still liable for those fees. And since it looks like you already paid those fees, nothing would really change if the tow is valid. After today, I may make a decision today, but I may ask that you give me a little bit more time. Regardless, I'm going to be sending out a copy of a decision, which will be your formal copy of what my order will be. Does that make any sense, or do you have any questions about that?
Well, my question is, the first thing I call to consideration is that the signage.
Oh wait, do you have any questions? I'm sorry, we won't get there yet. I want to place you under oath before I get any testimony from you. Now we're just doing this like procedural stuff.
I was looking
stuff.
At the two procedures, making it invalid could a question about the signage declare it invalid?
Yeah, so if there is a question about signage, and it looks like in your case, one of the things that I'm going to be asking is, was the signage conspicuous? So when you testify and when I look at the evidence, I'm going to be looking at, well, how did the sign appear? And what did it say? And was there some, if you're arguing that the signage was not clear, mm-hmm. I want you to tell me why, and I'll look at the documents you submitted.
Okay.
But that's certainly something I will consider when it has to do with signs.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions right now?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Let me just verify that we have a good mailing address for you. Did you happen to receive any mail from the hearings office, my office?
Yep.
Okay. That's the same address that I'm going to use to mail you a copy of my decision, so please look out for that decision in the mail in the next few weeks.
Yep.
Additionally, did you have the opportunity to read the document entitled Tow Hearing Statement of Rights? And it would have given you a little bit of information about what to expect today. I believe it would have been on the back of that sheet that you have.
Probably I didn't. Back of this sheet?
The first piece of paper. Yep, that looks like the one.
Yeah. No, I have not read
okay.
it over.
I want to give you a few minutes to read it over. Let me know when you're done and we will resume the hearing. So let's pause.
Okay.
Okay, we're back on the record. Ms. Grimm, you've indicated that you've read the tow hearing statement of rights. Do you
yes.
have any questions?
No.
Okay. And then as far as what I need to let you know before we take your testimony, one thing is that the record or the evidence that I will be making a decision on will be your oral testimony, and anything that we talk about during today's hearing is recorded. We will put a copy of the audio recording online on the hearings office website, and that's designed to make it easier for you to access the audio of today's proceeding if you need it. Occasionally, there are folks who tell me that they would not like that to happen because of any concerns they might have with regarding internet security or privacy. So if you have any concerns, please let me know and we can talk about them.
Okay.
Okay, do you have any concerns?
No.
Could you just speak a little bit louder?
No, I don't.
Okay, yeah, and go feel free to adjust that however you need to. Please.
Is this?
Yep, perfect. Okay, I want to make sure we pick you up on the microphone.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so at this time I will swear you in. Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will give shall be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Ms. Grimm. I want to let you know I did read the information you sent it and look it over, but this is the time for you to emphasize anything, tell me something else that you want me to know, or just anything you think I should know before I make a decision.
Well, one thing I think I should emphasize is at the time that my car was towed, there was a friend with me who also read the signs and was confused. There were two other cars behind me. We attended a lecture at Revolution Hall. We were not partying. We were a group of rather serious-minded people, and all three cars were towed. The signage, I can't bring them in as witnesses, but clearly the signage I would offer in a sense, they can witness the fact that they were confused by the signage as well. I went back and took a picture of the sign that you see in front of you.
Okay.
And
let me turn to that real quick.
Okay.
So I'm looking at exhibit number 4. Okay, I see that.
Number 3.
Yep. We have it marked as number 4, but you have a number 3 on it.
Yeah.
So I know what you're talking about.
So it was beginning to get dark. There were heavy trees around. There was no light on the sign. And first we saw parking 1 hour. And we thought, well, after 7 o'clock, that we were all right. And we were just minutes before 7 parking. And then the smaller print says, no parking, waiting. Passenger loading, unloading only 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. And so we're trying to look at all that. And then there's this very small image of a tow. And I would offer as contrast the page that shows all of the loading zones in Portland that have a tow-away. And I don't think a pedestrian or a driver could really be confused in the least by the tow-away signs in the average sign in the city of Portland. This is the smallest smallest emblem in that whole group of signs, all of which were poorly lit. So I just would offer that I would call into question the appropriateness of the signage and offer that three vehicles full of people who attended the hearing also were confused and were towed.
Okay. Well, let me take a look at, let me review with you the parking officer's statement to see if you have any feedback about what they're arguing. So I'm looking at what's been marked as exhibit number 9, and it is a typed up paragraph. It's before the pictures.
Number 9?
I believe it would have been in the packet that you were handed today at the window.
Oh, yeah.
And did you have enough time to go over that packet?
I did, but I did not catch the report.
Okay. Let's see.
Oh, I did not see that.
Well, let's read it together. While on routine patrol, I noticed a Toyota parked in a prohibited time, no parking, no waiting, passenger load or unloading only 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. area. Two signs encompass these two parking spaces. They are accompanied by a one-hour zone, which ends at 6 p.m. The vehicle in question was sighted at 7:32 p.m. Well, after 6 p.m. and 30 minutes into the prohibited time, no parking, no waiting, passenger load or unloading only, 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. sign. After seeing an unattended vehicle with no activity, I proceeded to write a citation for being parked in a prohibited zone, time zone. This is a tow-away zone, which is to be used to safely pick up and drop off passengers and not block a lane of traffic.
Well, his characterization I would question when he says, noticed a Toyota parked in a prohibited time. I would characterize it as we were parked in a parking 1 hour time. You know, that was our first vision of where we were, and a prohibited time, which left both of us a little puzzled. You know, does that mean they want the pickup and delivery before 7? Surely we're at fault for not sitting there reading it one more time. But the sequence of wording, I would say, we parked in a one-hour zone, and then below there were conditions stated which weren't entirely clear to us and to two other cars full of people.
Okay. So as far as the fact that other people got towed, it is relevant, but I will say that the relevance is not going to be that weighty in terms of, it's not going to make or break the case.
Yeah.
So I will, you know, I am going to be focused on the appearance of the signs and what a reasonable person could understand the signs to mean. And you had said we had believed we had parked in a one-hour zone and below there were conditions.
Yeah.
So how did you interpret these two signs then? With what condition were you interpreting then based upon the signage?
Clearly, we didn't interpret them as the signage wanted us to, but I'm looking for the photograph.
I'm looking at, yep, that would be that packet that you sent in, the photograph.
Oh. Well, as you see, the largest images are parking 1 hour. So I'm a visual artist, so I glance at this, I see a lot of small print. I see a large parking 1 hour. And I guess that would be my first response to your question.
Okay, but when I heard your testimony, you said you saw the 1 hour parking and that's what, and then, but there were conditions underneath. So did you see that, read the condition sign?
Yeah.
At the time you parked, or was it not till after?
No, we saw them. My friend read them. I was sort of occupied, and her interpretation was that it was people wanted to be able to unload before 7 p.m. And I guess we were pressed for time, and I didn't take the time to reread it and say, well, maybe not.
Okay.
I guess I have to add, I can ill afford to have that kind of surprise, financial surprise.
Right.
In my life.
So. And I can understand, it is quite a hefty fee to have to get your car out of storage. One thing that I am prohibited from doing, though, is taking into account a financial situation when I make these decisions. That's something specifically that the rules say. So while I understand where you're coming from, unfortunately, that's something I can't make my decision based on.
Yep.
Okay. So Ms. Grimm, one thing that I'm, in addition to what I mentioned earlier about what I'm going to be looking at, is there are some other rules. And so one of the other rules that applies is whether or not the tow of your vehicle without giving you any prior notice, whether or not you were entitled to some sort of prior notice. And when I look at the rules, it says that a vehicle can be towed for being parked in violation of a permanent parking restriction. So in this case, we have a permanently posted sign. And then I have to look at, well, was notice required? And when I look at city code, it says that any authorized officer may, without giving any prior notice, order a vehicle towed when the vehicle is illegally parked in a conspicuously posted restricted space. So that's where
conspicuously posted.
Right. That's where the clearly, you know, and the appearance of the signage, that's where it comes into play.
Yes.
So when I look at these signs, I can see where you're coming from as far as your friend reading this, and if you don't take the time to read it, you could misconstrue it. However, based upon the photograph that you submitted of the sign and what the parking officer submitted, because signs need to be read together, and even your testimony was that you saw that you could park 1 hour, but there were conditions, it is important for, when I look and look at this photograph, I do believe that the signage is conspicuously posted. And I can appreciate that you submitted the photographs of all these other signs that are conspicuously posted. And I know that there's probably a few different ways that the city could have advertised or posted the restriction, but I think with the specific situation that I have before me, I do believe that based upon the evidence and the record that the signage was reasonably conspicuously posted under the circumstances. So you, Ms. Grimm, I am going to find that the tow is valid. I do not like having to deliver this news. I can assure you that if you would like to appeal my decision, you can do so. And that would be doing what's filing a writ of review with the Multnomah County Circuit Court. So one thing that I will mention is signage, just because I am finding this now, is based upon the evidence I have before me, but your voice is always important to be known to those who make these laws and who put the signs up. So I would encourage you to contact PBOT and to tell them what issues you've had with these signs, so that they have, if they hear these complaints, they might change how they word things, hopefully for the better. So, but I apologize for the inconvenience this has caused, and we'll be sending you something in the mail with that decision so that you can appeal it if you'd like.
All right.
Please take care, and best of luck to you. The hearing is now closed.